Elephants, the world's largest land mammals, live in socially complex matrilineal societies that rely on the wisdom of elders. Partly because of their impressive stature and complexity, humans have always been drawn to elephants, and our unfortunate compulsion to dominate them dates back to ancient empires like the Egyptians and the Babylonians. Under British colonial rule, wild animals across much of Asia and Africa were hunted, captured, and killed on a massive scale. They were killed not just as trophies or for their ivory, as continues to this day, but also to be killed, stuffed, and put on display as specimens in natural history museums when scientific taxonomy started to take hold. Other elephants suffered longer torments in that they were kept alive and shipped across the world to be put on display in zoological gardens or carted around as parts of menageries constructed around the idea of the exotic and the Orient. Many elephants traveled through Kingston as part of these traveling menageries and circuses. In 1835, a single elephant was brought into Kingston as part of the massive menagerie and aviary. A pavilion that could house 4,000 spectators was set up, and the elephant was the main draw because she was equipped with, I quote, a splendid saddle trimmed and decorated after the Eastern style, close quote. People could not only look at her, but they could ride her too. As these spectacles became more popular and more competitive, the number of elephants involved increased, and the tricks they were compelled to perform grew ever more demeaning. In 1852, the museum and menagerie visited Kingston, dubbed the largest traveling exhibition in the world, with enough seating for 15,000 people. Once again, elephants were the main attraction, but instead of an individual elephant giving rides, a team of 10 elephants hauled what was called the Great Car Juggernaut, and it was followed by a procession of cages with other animals to create, I quote, a spectacle of more than oriental splendor. Another attraction was a small elephant calf who had been captured with his mother in Ceylon, what is today known as Sri Lanka, and weaned during the long voyage to North America. Mr. June and Butt are said to have pursued the elephants for months, and with the assistance of, I quote, 260 natives, they were able to subdue the animals. As the decades wore on, the spectacles became even more extravagant. Included in this walking tour is a photograph of a woman riding an elephant down Princess Street in the 1880s, passing in front of what looks like 189 Princess. The elephant might have been part of Four Paws Circus, which visited Kingston several times that decade and was known to have an excellent street parade, as well as the only living giraffe in America. By this time, circuses were big business, and Four Paws included two tents, elevated stages, and racetracks. Undoubtedly subject to violent and coercive training methods, the elephants were made to do military drills and build pyramids, as well as to perform as characters such as the boxing elephant or the clown elephant. Other big circuses such as Pete and Barnum's also visited Kingston, and in 1885 they even had a show with Jumbo shortly before the world-famous African elephant was killed in a train yard in St. Thomas, Ontario. While circuses and zoos continue to exist in the 21st century, the inclusion of elephants is much more controversial. In 2016, Kingstonians protested the use of captive animals when Shriners Circus came to town. And in 2018, the most well-known circus in the world, the Ringling Brothers, said it would stop using elephants in its shows. The human fascination with elephants seems to be shifting from a desire to capture, dominate, and display them towards a more respectful relationship. A great example of this is the 2014 landmark case in India concerning Lakshmi, now known as Jasmine, who is an elephant that was forced to perform at events. The Indian Supreme Court decided that elephants are social beings deserving of protection and dignity, and this is now enshrined in the country's constitution. Considering Asian elephants have, for almost 200 years, performed in Canada because of their entanglement with the British colonial empire, perhaps it is time Canada looked to the emerging ideas of India for guidance on how they should be treated.